Item number 18, please.
Item number 18, Org Unit 3270, County Clerk, page 78.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm County Clerk Joe Zarneski. The County Clerk's 2014 budget is basically a cost to continue budget. There are some increases. One is it includes the four positions that the county board and the county executive recently transferred to the clerk's office as a result of Act 14 so that we can continue to provide committee clerk services to the board. The other change is the transfer of responsibility and funding for the County Legislative Information Center, or Legistar, from the county board to the county clerk's office. And there is an increase in funding in our budget to reflect that change, also as a result of Act 14. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them for you.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. First of all, I appreciate your cooperation. I think the clerk has had a challenging year, and you've always done it with good spirits. Were you here at all when we reviewed the comptroller's budget?
No, I'm sorry, Supervisor, I was not.
Okay. Well, then the answer is just no on it. But one of the things we suggested with regard to staffing and sharing services, and I know you're not technically sharing services, but you're providing services, was that we probably will need to develop some rules around that, whether it's going to be ordinance or not, I don't know. But hopefully the clerk's office will talk with the comptroller's office when those get developed, because your positions are key to servicing the legislative branch. And the legislative branch, I think, has oversight roles that are significant, and we need to have some procedures in place to protect that.
Having procedures in place is appropriate, and the county clerk does have the statutory responsibility to record the proceedings of the county board, which includes not only the board, but I would say the actions of the county board committees as well. So I think it's entirely appropriate that I take on that responsibility, and you are my customers, and I will do my best to provide you with the highest quality service.
And I know you have insight to the pressures that we have, because you yourself are an elected position, as is the comptroller now for that matter, but so you can be sensitive to that. Mr. Mansky apparently wants to say something.
The county clerk and myself have been having conversations about the transition also, just going through, and we'll continue those conversations.
Yes, and we both understand that with the research staff being in the comptroller's office and the committee clerks being in my office, that those two staffs will have to work together cooperatively to provide the appropriate services to the board, and I think Mr. Mansky and I are committed to doing that.
And you know, this is not a negative comment about our chairwoman, but people should keep in mind that when you're communicating with the chairwoman, you're not necessarily communicating with supervisors. So when we do finally get to that point where we're going to have good procedures and policies in place, everybody's going to have to be part of that conversation eventually. So, thank you.
Well, I just point out, Supervisor, that's two-way street. The supervisors need to communicate with me. I can't, respond to your needs unless I know what they are.
Fair enough.
Clerk Zarneski, last Tuesday there was the convening of the what's called the County Action Network, which is a group of state state elected officials, I should say, primarily senators and representatives who were at one time county elected officials, not only supervisors but also county clerks or sheriffs or some other, had some other county connection. And I met Representative Bernier, and I am to talk to you with respect to something that Representative Bernier mentioned, so we'll do that later.
I recently had a long conversation with Representative Bernier as well, and we may not be on the same page.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I mention this so I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look forward to having that discussion with you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other items? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I like ending each day with a good note. There are 4,689 people that plan to get married in Walker County in 2014.
Who knew?
Who
Are
knew?
Are you one of them?
Are you one of them, Dave?
I don't think so. Okay. For the record, I don't think so.
If you are, let me know, Supervisor. Actually, we're this year, there may be more because we are running ahead of last year, so maybe the economy turning around is helping the marriage licenses sales a little bit.
If nothing else, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You're welcome.